This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. What else can we call you? Merd twerds. Hello, everybody. My name is Spencer. I am glad that you are here listening to this show. And if you want to watch this show, you can see me talking at your faces. Go to Patreon. The link is in the show notes, and become a $5 patron or higher. And you get to see the video. It's a long time coming. The video is a long time coming, and I think it's a good change, a good evolution. Where will it go from here? Maybe live video streaming episodes. Okay, the first word in this episode is at the very bottom of the page: embarrass. I could very easily be embarrassed doing this show, and I am, but I'm not. I try not to be. Because what's the point? E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S. Embarrass. A bear ass. This is a verb from 1672. We are starting with transitive 1A. To place in doubt, perplexity, or difficulties. Placing in doubt. So if you're doubting something, you're embarrassing. This one is a little bit confusing to me. To place in doubt, perplexity, or difficulties. I think I'm embarrassed about that definition. 1B. To involve in financial difficulties. I'm not familiar with these ways to use this word. 1C. To cause, to experience a state of self-conscious distress. To cause, to experience a state of self-conscious distress. So you are, or somebody else is making you feel embarrassed. You're embarrassing yourself, embarrassing somebody else because they're self-conscious and distressed. Oh, don't look at me. I'm feeling very self-conscious about the thing that I did, or you're pointing out my mistake. We have an example. Body stories embarrassed him. I have a lot of stories from my childhood that embarrass me, but yeah, that's just childhood, I guess. We all have them, don't we? Does anybody not have a story from their childhood that doesn't embarrass them? Body, I don't even remember. How do we describe body? I don't know. I don't remember. But yes, body stories embarrassed him. That's the way. That's self-conscious distress. Okay, 2A, to hamper the movement of. That's another one that's sort of different to me. To hamper the movement of. Stopping your progression. to be. The synonyms are hinder and impede. Wow, there's a lot more to this word than I realized. Number three, to make intricate. And the synonym is complicate. So if you're complicating a situation, maybe, but more so like making maybe very intricate art. It used to be very simple art. Now it's very intricate art, complicated art. You're embarrassing the art. What? How did I not know about any of these uses of this word? This is fascinating. Four, to impair the activity of or the function of. And so the thing that you are impairing the activity of would be a bodily function, or you are impairing the function of a thing, and that would be a bodily part. This, the example is digestion embarrassed by overeating. It's another way. I've never heard this used before. Are these not archaic or obsolete? Do we still use this word in this way, in all of these ways? So you're impairing the activity of a bodily function, like your digestion, or you're impairing the function of a bodily part. Oh, my arm doesn't work anymore. My arm is embarrassed. Okay, here's intransitive, to become anxiously self-conscious. It's the only intransitive definition, and this is the one I think that I've obviously it's the one that we're most used to compared to 1C on the transitive side, to cause, to experience a state of self-conscious distress. And then intransitive is to become anxiously self-conscious. I'm thinking about myself, who I am. I'm very conscious of who I am, what I'm doing, and I'm anxious about it. Why? Because I don't like it. I don't like the sound of my voice. I don't like the way I look. I don't like the things that I do, the things that I say. All of those things will make you embarrassed. As in, he embarrasses easily. I feel like I used to be more like this. And then I think just sort of gradually over the years, you just get to the point as you get older, you're like, who cares? Nothing means anything. Everything means nothing. What is the point? It doesn't matter. Don't stress yourself out by being embarrassed. Just be you. Just be silly. Be serious. Whatever you want to do, and don't worry about what other people are going to think. The only thing, the only problem, is if you are going to do something that's going to hurt somebody. Then you got a problem. But if you're just like, oh, look at me, I'm so silly. Oh, no, wait, now I'm embarrassed because I was silly in front of you. It's like, no, man, just don't do, just be weird. Just weird it up. Embarrassable is an adjective. Yes, I used to be much more embarrassable. And now you just try to embarrass me. Let's see. Let's talk about the etymology first, and then we got some synonym information. This is from the French embarrasser, from the Spanish. Now, there is a Spanish word. I think it's embarazado, which means pregnant, but this is not that word. With the Spanish word is embarazar, and that is from the Portuguese embarazar. It's maybe pronounced a little bit differently. It doesn't say what any of these words mean. The French word, the Spanish word, the Portuguese word doesn't say what they mean, but it does come from the M prefix plus, we're still in Portuguese here, baraça, which means noose. Noose, like the thing that you hang yourself with. Okay, so we don't have any additional etymology, but I think if that's where this comes from, that's fascinating, because it's like, I'm so embarrassed, I just want to go hang myself and get out of this life. What? I mean, I get it, but like, wow, we really took it up a notch. Okay, let's look at the synonym information. Embarrass, discomfit, abash, disconcert, and rattle. mean to distress by confusing or confounding. Embarrass implies some influence that impedes thoughts, speech, or action, as in embarrassed to admit that she liked the movie. Don't you ever be embarrassed to admit that you like a movie. But there have been times where I maybe hear somebody talk about a movie that I liked, or I mentioned that I like a movie, and they're like, oh, I hated that movie. It just happened recently. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Discomfit implies a hampering or frustration, no, or frustrating, accompanied by confusion. Discomfit implies a hampering or frustrating, accompanied by confusion. So I'm frustrated and confused, as in hecklers discomfited the speaker. I don't remember if I'm saying that word correctly. Discomfit, discomfited. Hecklers discomfited the speaker. So they were making the speaker frustrated. They were hampering the speech. And then maybe the speaker was confused. Abash presupposes some initial self-confidence that receives a sudden check, producing shyness, shame, or a feeling of inferiority, as in, abashed by her swift and cutting retort. Oh, you got so abashed by that cutting retort. Let's see. Presupposes some initial self-confidence. Ah, I was so self-confident about a thing. And then you were suddenly checked, knocked down a peg, and then you were shy, you felt shame, and inferior. Whew, this is a very specific situation. Yeah, you start off being self-confident, and then you're taken down a notch. You were abashed. Yeah. Disconcert implies an upsetting of equanimity or assurance, producing uncertainty or hesitancy. Is there a sneeze? Oh yeah, we're totally going to leave that in. Okay, so disconcert implies an upsetting of equanimity or assurance, producing uncertainty or hesitancy, as in disconcerted by finding so many in attendance. You were disconcerted because there were so many people in attendance? Uncertainty or hesitancy. Okay. Rattle implies an agitation that impairs thought and judgment, as in rattled by all the television cameras. Yeah, that'll definitely rattle some people. Not me. Give me all the television cameras. Impairs thoughts and judgment. Oh, yes, because if when the cameras are there, you're like, oh, no, oh my God, something's recording me for all time. Everybody will see this. If I'm freezing. Okay. Let's see. I think that was it for embarrass. Now, I mean, can I make an embarrass sound? What's an embarrass sound effect? Like I'm shuddering to think that you are watching me, thinking about me. Ugh. Embarrassedly. This is an adverb from 1883. With embarrassment. Yes, with embarrassment. I have the embarrassment. I'm doing a thing embarrassedly. Embarrassingly. Adverb from circa 1864. To an embarrassing degree so as to cause embarrassment. As in, an embarrassingly messy house. Ho ho, you should be so embarrassed by your messy house. Go and call a professional organizer. My mom can help you out with your messy house. I guess the other thing that you have to think about here with these last two words and then the next one coming up is that which definition are we talking about when we're talking about embarrass here? We've got 1ABC, 2AB, 3, 4. Most of them were weird to me. I think mostly it's probably the 2A or the intransitive, you know, feeling embarrassed the way that we typically think of it. But, you know, there's all these other definitions. And none of them have to do with nooses. What I was thinking about, though, was what's the connection between all of these? Doubt, perplexity, difficulties, financial difficulties, experiences. I don't know. I'd have to sort of reread all of it, and I don't really feel like doing that right now. But, you know, if you have a connection between all of those definitions in the first word, the embarrassed word, they didn't seem to be connected in my brain, but there must be something. Next is embarrassment. Noun from 1729.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
1A. Something that embarrasses, as in the scandal was a major embarrassment. Oh, scandals, you're such an embarrassment to your kind. 1B, an excessive quantity from which to select, and this is used especially in the phrase embarrassment of riches. So much, you should be embarrassed by all the riches you have. Now, there was this 1B definition for embarrass, which says to involve in financial difficulties. Nope, that's not it. I was just trying to find a connection to maybe one of the other definitions. To impair the activity or function of? No. To make intricate? Probably not. Hinder, impede? Seems like a lot of these are about stopping a thing. You know, the noose stops you from living. But not all of them are about stopping a thing. That's interesting. It's interesting. Embarrassment of riches. The only thing I could think of is that you should be embarrassed by how much riches you have. And maybe you should give some to people who need it, and you shouldn't hoard it. 2 for embarrassment. The state of being embarrassed as to A, confusion or disturbance of mind, as in couldn't hide her embarrassment. She was embarrassed. She had embarrassment, and she couldn't hide it. I don't know. Maybe she was blushing. That seems like a common thing that happens when people are embarrassed. Maybe you blush. Can't hide it. Can't hide it. Nope. Not at all. 2B. Difficulty arising from the want of money to pay debts. Difficulty arising from the want of money to pay debts. So you have debts. You need money to pay the debts. You want the money. You're trying to get the money. Difficulty. So what are the difficulties that come up with wanting that money? All of that difficulty would be described as embarrassment, I guess. Why? Because you're embarrassed that you want to get the money. Maybe the reason why. Maybe the debts are embarrassing. Lots of reasons. 2C, difficulty in functioning as a result of disease, as in cardiac embarrassment. Yeah, this is definitely not a way that I think of using this word. Difficulty in functioning. Difficulty in functioning. The function of something is not working so well. Maybe when you are embarrassed by something that you did, it's hard to function after that because you can't stop thinking about your self-consciousness. What's going on? So all of those last three, A, B, and C, were under number 2, which is the state of being embarrassed. And then we had more specifics under that. Interesting. Okay. Well, okay, that last one, 2C, but the example was cardiac embarrassment. I think we can connect that to number 4 for embarrass, which is all about impairing the activity or the function of a bodily function or a bodily part. So the heart is embarrassed, it's impaired, and it doesn't want to work anymore because it farted in the elevator and it's embarrassed. I don't know. Making a joke about a serious thing. Do doctors use this? Your knee is embarrassed. It doesn't work so good now. Next is embassage. Embassage. E-M-B-A-S-S-A-G-E. Noun from 1526. Number 1. The message or commission entrusted to an ambassador. You are an ambassador. You might work at an embassy. I think that's going to be connected, right? And so all of the stuff that you deal with, that is your embassage. Embassage. Number 2 is archaic, and the synonym is embassy, which is our next word. Embassy. E-M-B-A-S-S-Y. Noun from 1534. 1. A body of diplomatic representatives, specifically one headed by an ambassador. That's the embassy. Where do you go when you're in another country? You want to deal with your passport or need some help with something? You go to your country's embassy. They're representatives from that country working in another country. That's just one example of it, I think. Because we have more. 2A, the function or position of an ambassador. So I guess their job, their position is also called the embassy. 2B, a mission abroad undertaken officially, especially by an ambassador. So this is like a temporary, the ambassador is going to go travel somewhere else. They're going to go on an embassy for a little while to do some diplomatic stuff. Number 3, the synonym is the number 1 definition for the word embassage, which was the previous one, which was the message or commission entrusted to an ambassador is the embassy. 4, the official residence and offices of an ambassador, where they live, where they work, all of those diplomatic representatives, they work at the embassy. Okay, there is a little etymology. Oh, it basically comes from the Old High German Ambat, which means service. So you're servicing your people, your country, and that's where all this comes from. Next is embattle. It's the word battle with an E-M at the start. This is a transitive verb from the 14th century. 1, to arrange in order of battle. In order of battle or for battle? It says of battle, but it does also say prepare for battle. We are going to prepare for battle. I am going to line everybody up. Get ready for battle. I am embattling you. Maybe, what was that movie? You know, that one. Freedom! He gives that big speech with the blue, white, and white paint on his face, and he's embattling them, getting them ready for battle. Number 2, the synonym is fortify. Yeah, fortify your castle, bulk it up, get the people, you know, up on the top with the bows and the arrows and the guns and the things. Let's see. This is it. Basically, it means to battle. It's from the Anglo-French embattler, which is from N plus bataille. Maybe it's bataille, maybe, and that just means to battle. To battle. Next is embattled with a D, adjective from the 15th century. 1A. Ready to fight, also prepared to give battle. As in, here once the embattled farmers stood, And that is a quote from R.W. Emerson. So here once the embattled farmer stood. Well, that sounds like they're dead now. But they were ready to fight. They prepared to fight. Maybe they did fight. But they're not here anymore. They're gone. They were embattled. 1B. Engaged in battle, conflict, or controversy. As in, an embattled official accused of extortion. Extortion? An embattled official accused of extortion. So, you know, when you're accused, I can't say this word today. When you're accused of extortion, you're going to have to go through trials and deal with lawyers and stuff. And so you're engaged in that sort of battle. Or just conflict or controversy, any sort of controversy or conflict, you are embattled because you're battling your situation. You're fighting for your stuff, your rights. But you know, if you're in a controversy, you're probably in the wrong and just be like, yep, I did it. I'm sorry. Let me pay my dues. 2A, being a site of battle, conflict, or controversy, as in the embattled capital. So the place where all this happens. The capital, what was that? 2020. So we're coming up on 4 years. It was 2021. Right. So two and a half, almost 3 years. The capital in here in the U.S. was quite embattled with that whole situation. Did I have the year right? 2021? I think it was. Because 2020 was the election, and then after that was the... Yeah, I think I got the year right. Okay, 2B. Characterized by conflict or controversy, as in an embattled presidency. Trump definitely had an embattled presidency and an embattled post-presidency, and hopefully there will not be another embattled presidency. That's my opinion on that matter. Okay. Ugh. Embattlement, noun from the 15th century. 1. The synonym is battlement. Battlement and embattlement are the same. 2. The state of being embattled. I'm in embattlement. Okay, the last word. Hoo-ah. Embay. E-M-B-A-Y. Embay. This is a transitive verb from 1582. To trap or catch in or as if in a bay. As in an embayed sailing ship. An embayed sailing ship. So the ship is stuck in the bay. I think that's what they're saying. Trap or catch. We caught you, ship. You are now stuck in our bay and you can never leave. You are embayed. It's not in bay, not I-N bay. It's M bay, E-M. Embay. Okay, well, we're going to have another similar word in the next episode, but you can't hear that now. You have to wait. Sorry. Okay, the words in this episode were embarrass, embarrassedly, embarrassingly, embarrassment, embassage, embassy, embattle, embattled, embattlement, and embay. Well, I guess I just want to pick embarrass as the word of the episode because, I don't know, that whole section, that was about half of the episode, all the embarrass-related things. Is it embarrass, embarrassment that I want to pick? Embarrassment. When you're feeling embarrassed, just take this embarrassment and you'll feel fine. Tangy. Okay, embarrass, sure. Let's sing a song. Embarrass, embarrass, I don't like being embarrassed. Don't look at me, I'm embarrassed. Woo. Okay, that's fine. I am going to now tell you about a movie I watched. I have to bring up the page, though. Where did I leave off? Let's see. I think I mentioned Bottoms of the Faculty was next. the faculty. This is from the late 90s. I think I was in high school when this movie came out, or just on the edge of that. And I never saw it. I never saw it until now. It's a very fun movie. I don't think it takes itself too seriously. It's worth a watch. Gets pretty silly at times. It's a story about the faculty at a high school trying to take over the school and the students. And that's all I'm going to say. It's not overly serious, or it's like too serious, which makes it fun, but it's serious. But yeah, it's worth a watch. Okay, that's going to be the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Spencer dispensing information, and he's not embarrassed about it at all.